Players ready? Play. Hi, I'm the 15th seed, and it's Saturday night here in the US. It's the 17th of February, out at Delray Beach in Florida. Same week, actually, as the Super Bowl, where the mighty Kansas City Chiefs defeated my San Francisco 49ers in overtime, 25-22. And once again, Patrick Mahomes was the star for the Chiefs. What a great quarterback. So, well done to them. News of the tournament here at Delray Beach is that the top seeds, Taylor Fritz and Tommy Paul, along with myself, seem to be in good form and are still in the event. For myself, it's been a good tournament. By first round and then wins over Radu Elbot in two very tight sets, and then Flavio Caboli, who I'll talk about a little later, got over him in straight sets as well. I received an email from Rachel. Thanks, Rachel, for your communication. She was listening to the podcast, but she thinks that my conclusion with "Thank you, ball boys" is somewhat outdated, and that I should be using a non-sexist, non-gender, non-binary term. And I'm happy to go with that. I think there's merit in what Rachel says, but I don't like using the word "they" or "them." So I've been racking my brain. Have to say some of it during the matches today. Ball suppliers, ball retrievers, ball consultants. Ball, you know, I didn't like ball kids. It's, even thought about using ball cats as a sort of non-gender or non-specific term, but I thought that might be seen as demeaning. So you'll have to wait and see how I close off the podcast tonight, but I will endeavour to use a non-gender term, which I think is appropriate. Radu at night. Don't mind playing at night at Delray Beach. It gets pretty hot during the day. And the match was everything I expected and in fact wanted. Long rallies. You've got to accept that and have a degree of patience. Radu can rally all day. He mixes his ground shots, particularly his backhand, with flat or sliced, sometimes loopy. And he'll stay in points for as long as it takes. Nice serve, but you can attack his backhand, and that's what I tried to do today. He stands back when receiving, so he'll always be in points. He's always coming at you, but it means you can take something off your serve and make sure it's in play without doing a lot of damage. So my plan going into the match was to control points. And he allows you to do that more than some other players, but knowing that he'll get more than the fair share of balls back in play. But I didn't just want to wait for an error, mainly because that could have taken all day with Radu. He's so consistent. So I decided to make the play, and I felt I achieved that. I made some errors, but you accept that. I think I generally was the person changing angles, hitting it deep, coming in if necessary, and probably paid more drop shots in this match than I do as usual, because it's Radu's not that comfortable at the net. But it was a match I needed, and the best thing was I was able to win two tiebreakers. It improves my record for the year, and probably played a bit within myself during the tiebreakers, but I did attack his serve where I could, and in the second set I hit a probably one of my best shots of the match, a winner off his second serve to give me a mini break. So I was very pleased with that. So 7-6, 7-6 against a seasoned professional. And a nice guy, he always acknowledges your shots and very decent to play against. So that's a match I was happy with. That set up a match with Flavio Gaboli. Flavio is an excellent player, having a breakout year. I recall he played in the qualifiers at the Australian Open and won through, because I was watching David Goffin at that stage, so I took notice of him. I saw him and I was quite impressed. So he not only won through qualifiers, Australian Open, but he then won two rounds, beating Nicholas Jarry, one of the seeds on the way, and made you sit up and think that this guy's going to be a good player. He then went to France, and I saw that he beat Gael Monfils. So beating Gael Monfils on home soil is a pretty good effort. Here at Delray Beach, again, played the qualifiers, got through that, beat Taro Daniel. So I knew he was in pretty good form. He's got a big serve. He's got a big game. He's got big, heavy ground shots, and he really likes to make the play. He'll come to the net, which I applaud. Not sure it's his strength, but he's someone who tries to keep points short. That suits him, and it's probably not a bad strategy. I think there are big things in store for Flavio. Bit of a fan, but not today. He started out with some big heavy ground shots, powerful everything in fact, but quite soon he appeared to tire, and he didn't move quite as well. His ground shots lessened in depth and power, and as a result he went for more and more winners and came a bit ragged. So I suspect it was a function of having to have played four matches in the heat without much of a break after a busy year before he got to me. So I think my timing was very good. So I'll take the win. Nice to have a win. I think 4-2. But I would predict that we'll hear much more of Flavio, and I'll keep my eye on him and put his name in my black book. He's only 21 years of age, and I think he'd be very good. So now that means I get the matchup that I want. I play Tommy Paul in the semi-finals. Excellent player. He's in great form. He's on home soil. And for players of our ranking, this is a pivotal match for us. The result really will be quite important as to our rankings and our performances for the year. So looking forward to it. And I suspect whoever wins that will probably play Taylor Fritz, who's the top seed in the top half and seems to be playing very, very well. So until then, I'm going to sign off, and I'm going to sign off with thank you, ball persons. Thank you, Hawkeye.